Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, but look, everything be good though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Everything be straight. You know what I'm saying? Mental good, kids good. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, let's go.
Yeah, where have you been?
No. I was just checking out. You my dog. Like, I still got, you know what I'm saying? I got to check up. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like family good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything else? No.
Man, everything going to click, bro. Chat. Everything going to click, bro.
This show.
And there it is. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilly, you guys with us. 215-592.
What does that even mean, Joe?
What do you think it means?
His relationship? No, I'm serious. I'm trying to figure it out. You won, right?
You're dancing around it.
Bottom line is win.
I know.
No, I'm trying to figure. But
he got
like
the ball twice, and he's pissed. I mean, can we? Like why do we got to psychoanalyze it?
I'm like, y'all hostile at me. But it's. I don't know. Is it the relationship? Like, there's a lot to unpack with this. I don't know. I know it has to do with his play. I'm not, you know, a bubblehead. Some might beg to differ. But I know it's not about. I know it's not about his play because he's not happy about that. But. I'm like, it might be a whole bunch of other stuff, too.
Maybe it is. All I know is this. It's a distraction, and I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the A.J. Brown stuff. Where do you come down and come check us out? We're at Klondike Kate's Restaurant, the Christmas Sleigh Bar here, Hugh Douglas.
Yes.
Enjoy Bud Light and Michelob Ultra Specials all football season at Klondike Kate's. Have you picked out something on that menu you're going to potentially order later?
Ooh, the holiday suites. I like, what does it say?
What do you got?
Zero Sunday. Mm-hmm. Is that Zeros? I can't see. I got my glasses on.
Come on, Pop. What do you got here?
Yeah, that's Zorro's Sunday.
I think Zeros.
It says Zorro's.
I think that's an E.
It's a Zorro or Z?
It's an E.
It's Zero Sunday?
It's an E.
Okay, well, let me just tell you what's in it. It's a scoop of vanilla and chocolate.
You want these glasses?
Ice cream. Christmas bark. Is that like real Christmas bark?
We have company, guys.
Sprinkles chocolate. Sprinkle with chocolates. Drizzle. Chocolate drizzle. And a cherry on top. I like the cherry on top.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of cherries.
We do have a guest.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got a question.
Really, the drunk
maybe we can ask our guest the question. Devin Caney joining us, our sideline reporter for the Eagles games right here on WIP. Devin, good morning. Have you defrosted since being at Lambeau Field on Monday?
Well, I had defrosted, although I did just enjoy Hugh taking me through a play-by-play of, you know, whatever that dish is. That sounds pretty good.
It's a sweet drink.
Yeah, it might be a drink.
Actually. It says Zeros.
It's a drink. I thought it was like an ice cream dish because you said Sunday.
Well, I couldn't see. It says Zero Sunday. Yeah, a scoop of vanilla. And chocolate ice cream. I think it is a sundae.
It is an ice cream.
But it has, it's ice cream.
But it has they got alcohol a cherry on top. In it?
I don't
see,
know.
See, that it sounds kind of good.
No, see, I kind of wanted the alcohol in it, but no, it's not. It's not the alcohol.
I just like that it was okay. Zorro's 5 minutes ago.
Wait a minute. Is it Zorro? Because I can't see
Zero.
That. Zero?
Is it like zero cold weather?
Yeah, I got it.
Is
that why John Marco's wife is laughing at me?
Yes. That's why everyone's laughing. that's why we're all laughing. All right, Devin. Bad. Devin, before we and we do want to touch on a few things about the Phillies in this offseason with you, but before we get there, let's talk about the Eagles. And I wanted to ask, and I wanted to talk about a 7-2 team that's, you know, getting ready for another big game and potentially the number one seed. But I have to ask you about AJ Brown's comments on Janky Rondo's Twitch stream last night. What did you make of what AJ Brown said?
So first of all, I can't believe we're talking so much about a streamer whose name is Jakey Rondo.
By the way, I butchered his name six times today. Yeah, so whatever.
Yeah, I still am not entirely sure if I'm saying it correctly or whatever. But I don't think I've actually watched a Twitch stream outside of watching these AJ Brown comments. And I know he was on another, I don't know if it was same or different creator on Twitch's stream, like in the off season too. So I guess thank you, AJ Brown, for making me feel a little bit younger and checking out Twitch streams for the first time. But I mean, guys, like, it's just unfortunate because we could be sitting here, like you just mentioned, Joe, talking about a, you know, really impressive defensive battle by the Eagles in a freezing cold Lambeau Field. And now here we are talking about A.J. Brown playing Madden at however late it was last night. So it's frustrating. I don't know what he meant by his comments. Like, part of me wants to give him the benefit of the doubt and say maybe he meant, you know, when he said the bleep show, maybe he meant the trade rumors and everything circulating, you know, around him and those storylines, like, could have been that, could have been referencing that, could have been referencing, you know, his lack of production on Monday night. I don't know. I do know that it's unfortunate that once again, this has become, you know, the lead story of the week. Like, the Eagles locker room is going to be open later today. And that's probably going to be what, you know, if AJ talks, he's asked about. When Jalen talks, he's going to be asked about it, rather than this upcoming big game against the Lions and their impressive win on Monday night.
Devin, when you observe AJ, what do you notice? Because it seems like it fluctuates. Like, I thought after the game he answered those questions well about the game and his block down the field for Saquon. But then this stuff happens, and obviously he's battling between doing his best, but also he's not happy. Do you notice, like, body language stuff? Does he seem fully engaged? I mean, you have a different perspective than really all of us, because you get to be on the sidelines during the games. What have you noticed? Has it changed since last year? Is it the same? What do you notice when you watch him on the field and then kind of on the sideline stuff?
So I'll say, when it comes to AJ, he, in my opinion, has remained consistent with his body language and his behavior, you know, on the field and on the sideline. He's never been a, like, Saquon Barkley, for example, like a rah-rah, I'm going to be out of my seat, I'm not sitting on the bench, I'm going to be, you know, jumping up and down, even when the defense is on the field communicating. Like, AJ is very quietly intense, I would say. You know, he's very much, like, serious, locked in, don't see him joking around, don't see him talking to a ton of teammates. He and Devontae usually kind of walk back when they're not on the field, sit on the bench, and they talk to each other. Of course, you know, Jalen will come up to them and talk about, you know, the previous play or upcoming play. They'll talk to KP and some of the assistant coaches, but he's not the type of guy that's going to be, you know, joking around, having fun on the sideline. And I don't want to say that's anything to read into. That's just kind of how he is. Like, even you see him talk in the locker room, he's a fairly serious guy for the most part, at least when he's talking to media. And I think when he's in game mode, he's serious. But that being said, he's a popular guy in the locker room. Like, these players, I say and think what you want about his relationship with Jalen Hurts. I can't speak on that. But with pretty much everyone else, like, A.J. Brown is a beloved player within that group. That being said, I don't know how the other guys feel about, now this being whatever time it is, like fourth or fifth time this season, that A.J. Brown has, you know, probably unintentionally made himself the headline.
You say fourth or fifth. The fact that we're actually losing count of how many times this is happening shows you that this is just a crazy situation. Devin, before we get to some Phil stuff, what was your thought on the fourth down decision late in that game? It was such a great football game, and it was tight, and it was defensive, and it felt like an old school game. And Devin, I thought the clear move there for the Eagles was to punt with 33 seconds to go and pin the Packers back. What did you make of it as it was happening when you saw them going out there to attempt the fourth down? Obviously, it wasn't successful, and it gave the Packers a little bit of a chance. What were you thinking in the moment then?
I mean, whoa. I was okay with it just because we've seen them go for it on these late downs and late in games and succeed. So, for example, look at the Minnesota game. You know, Jalen and A.J. Brown essentially did the same thing when they had to get that first down. They had to hold on to their lead against the Vikings, and it worked. And guess what we were saying after that game? You know, we were praising Jalen. We were praising A.J. Brown. We were praising Kevin Petullo. They went for it this time, whether or not, you know, A.J. Brown was the intended target when that play was originally called by Kevin Petullo. I don't know, but it's worked in the past, so I can't really fault them for it not succeeding. I know Braden Mann had been, I mean, he's hard on himself on the sidelines. Like, he hadn't had his best game punting-wise, so maybe that was a factor. I think a lot of it was, like, Nick Sirianni showing his confidence in his team, in his offense, and saying, no, we can do this. We can get this done. It didn't work out, but luckily, you know, the defense was able to come up once again and hold the Packers back, and then, you know, we all saw what happened with the field goal. But I don't really think it's – I'm not going to overly criticize Sirianni or Kevin Petullo or the offense for going for it there.
Devin, let's end with this. Harrison Bader put up an Instagram post yesterday, and it caused a lot of attention as if it was a goodbye. What did you make of it? What did you take of it? I didn't feel like it was a goodbye. It felt more like, hey, I wish the season was longer, and now he's obviously a free agent, so we'll see where his free agency goes. What did you make of it and your thought on where the Bader free agent market might go and the Phillies' involvement there?
I agree, Joe. When I first saw it, you know, social media is so funny because, like, we're talking about A.J. Brown, and most of his headlines have come from what he's posted himself and said himself on various forms of social, and everything can just be misinterpreted in so many ways, whether it's good or bad. I think Harrison Bader was honestly just putting up a thank you post, and it took him a little while because he was probably hurt from the way the season ended for the Phillies, obviously disappointed. Maybe he didn't want to post it, you know, while the season was still going on, with the World Series still going on. I reached out to someone in Bader's camp and asked, like, hey, does this mean that he's not coming back? Because everyone's kind of treating it like it does. And they said, not in the slightest. It's not a goodbye post. It is simply a thank you post. He would, you know, still love to be back, but we know it's going to come down to if the Phillies, you know, want to give him the money that Harrison Bader's camp is looking for. I personally think that they should try their hardest to bring him back. I'm not saying, you know, overpay him a crazy amount. It's going to depend on what the market looks like for Harrison Bader. But I just think he's a really good energy guy. I think he's a really good clubhouse guy. I think they should bring him back. But the post does not mean he's not coming back.
Good. Yeah, I agree. I want him back, and I think he can help this team a lot next season. Devin, we appreciate you hopping on. Enjoy the rest of your day and Eagles availability later. And we'll see you at the pregame show on Sunday. Thank you, Devin.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Joe DeCamera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Have a good one.
There she goes, Devin Caney, Eagles sideline reporter there. Yeah, that Instagram post that was put up by Harrison Bader here, people were reading it because he said thank you to Philadelphia, and he wishes it was longer than 2.5 months. Some people were taking it as it's a kind of a goodbye. I read it similar to Devin in that he's a free agent now, right? Like, he wishes his time here. He wishes the first run was longer than it was. I don't think it was a goodbye. And I hope they bring him back. He was a good player.
It sounded like he was reflecting.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't read it that way. It just sounded like he was reflecting and, you know, just talking about his time, and he wished he was here longer. I wish he would have had a chance to enjoy it longer.
Well, and I thought it was like, I wish the postseason was longer for us, right? Yeah. I wish our run was longer. We'll see where it goes. I hope they bring him back. GM meetings are going on right now out in Las Vegas. By the way, do you see the Bryce Harper and David Nebraska?
Yeah, they talked. They said spoke. It was a good conversation, but yeah. They didn't want to. You know what it was about.
What's that?
How much money you going to give
me? Well, better not have been.
Yeah, it was how much
money. I think it was just two grown-ups talking. Like, let's move on.
Yeah, you hurt my feelings.
Let's move on.
Only way it's going to make this better is with some cash.
Yeah, well, we'll find out where that goes. We're also seeing we're keeping our eye on the Castellano situation. It seems like if they can't find a trade partner, that might be an outright release of Nick Castellanos. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop board. We've been discussing the A.J. Brown thing the whole morning. Kyle, can we just play that first one again? Yeah. People hopping in, maybe they missed it. Let's hear it. A.J. Brown last night on a Twitch stream asked how he's doing, and here's what he said about you know, his time with the Eagles right now.
Hey, but look, everything been good, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Everything been straight. You know what I'm saying? Mental good, kids good, you know what I'm saying? Wife good, everything?
Yeah, I mean, let's go, let's go, let's go. Trimmer, no. Trimmer. I mean, yeah, I mean, where have you been?
No, no, I was just checking out. Like, you my dog. Like, I still got, you know what I'm saying? I got to check up, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like family good, yeah.
Yeah.
Everything else, no.
Man, everything going to click, bro. Chat, chill, look, everything going to click, bro. Trust me.
Show.
Oh, hey, bro. Hey, bro. No, you got chat cracking up, bro.
Awesome. How you been? Yeah, I've been, struggling, brother.
Yeah, there was also a quote later on in the stream. Quote, if you got me on fantasy, get rid of me. Look, I know the guy wishes he was doing better and wants to do better. Hugh, my perspective is I'm just tired of it. It's been all year. Devin was kind of trying to remember how many times we've done it this season. Four or five this season.
Yeah, it's exhausting.
That's a good word.
So I say give him a plate and let's get ready for Detroit.
I don't even know what that means.
Give him some food.
What food? He wants the ball. That's
I'm just saying, give him a plate. Just ignore him. Like, you know, deal with it today. But what I'm saying is this, Kyle.
One day he was a football guy.
No, but what I'm saying is this, Kyle, and I get it because of what we do, but this is exhausting. This is like being in a toxic relationship where every couple of weeks, you know, you try to keep somebody happy and they just keep blowing up. Yep. They just keep acting a fool. After a while, you get tired of it.
Well,
and you just say, you know what? You just go ahead and act a fool on your own. I'm going to go ahead and do this.
The issue I have with that, and I understand that perspective, he's a captain. He's supposed to hold himself to a higher standard. He acts like he's in his own world, and it's the AJ show. This is the Eagles are bigger than any one player. They always have been. They always will be. All these teams are. It's not about the name on the back. It's about the name on the front. And I just think he forgets that, and I'm tired of it.
And it might be, but, you know, Devin says something I think both of y'all missed. He has a C on his chest, and they have a lot of respect for him in that locker room. So, obviously, AJ, whatever he's doing, whatever he's going through, he has support. They just don't support him in the way where they say anything. It's a weird dynamic, and I think that's the thing that we have to understand as fans. Man,
you think deep down Jalen's not annoyed?
I think deep down –
Jalen's going to be asked today, right, about this? He will. Jalen speaks on Wednesday. He will be asked today, or whatever he speaks, today or tomorrow, because I know it's a different week with the Monday night game. He'll be asked about what AJ said.
And you know what he's going to say? He's just trying to win football games. Something to that. Yeah, because, he's going to drop a quote.
Right. But deep – not what he's going to say at the podium. What do you think Jalen really thinks?
I think Jalen is unbothered. Because if
I disagree.
Let me tell you why I disagree with that, Joe. Because if he did – Who has direct control over how AJ feels? Jalen.
Right, but he's not going to put him above the team.
No, but what I'm saying is this. He has control of how – he could cool AJ out if he wanted to. Hey, bro, I know we've had a rift. I'm going to try to get you to rock. And to be honest, he tried to get him the ball at the end of the game.
Yeah, and AJ didn't give full effort.
Okay, but he tried to get him the ball. They need to communicate.
I know we've said this for 3 years.
I understand.
That's
Joe,
why I'm tired
Joe,
of it.
And that's what I'm saying. It did. If we're being fair to this situation, I'm not saying to AJ, but to this situation, when you go on, when Joe Buck, his biggest pull from him asking you about AJ Brown is he's here, he's a good player, and he's here. That's it. You can't do better. Like AJ is. I mean, excuse me. Jalen is just as culpable in my eyes as AJ. He just goes about it a different way.
Well, it's more of a grown-up way.
Well, it's still petty though.
Sure,
it's a grown-up petty, no doubt, but it's petty nonetheless.
But Jalen, we're not arguing about what Jalen says every week. We're not
because Jalen doesn't say a whole lot. But Jalen has direct control over this. Jalen has direct control over this situation.
Yes, and guess what? They're winning this way. I'm going to defend Jalen because people always say he's a winner. Jalen Hurts' job is not to appease A.J. Brown. Jalen Hurts' job is to win the game, and that's it.
And he does that, Joe.
Right, so
but guess what? If they weren't winning, this would be a different conversation.
All I know is this. This year, they had a half in Tampa where they tried to force him the football.
And it didn't work.
It didn't work. He didn't play in the Giants game. They looked their best. He played on Monday night. He was non-existent, and they won the game. Like, I am done trying to justify the nonsense. And that's all. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Let's go to Jeff, who's up on WIP. Hey, Jeff.
Jeff.
Jeff going once. Jeff goes back on hold. Let's go to Chuck, who's up on WIP. Hey, Chuck.
Good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Good morning, Chuck.
Hey, listen, let me say this to you, because you're working with two bright guys there. But let me say this to you, and I'm saying this to the Delaware Valley, whoever, when it comes to you, Ike Reese, and Richie. When you talk about stuff like you're talking about in the locker room, respect, I got news for you. I don't think anybody tries to disagree or argue with you guys. It's nuts. Because, you've seen the mountain, you. You've seen the mountain, and these other two guys I just met, they've seen the mountain. Now, that doesn't mean they're wrong about stuff, but I'm talking about something you just said about having the respect of the locker room. Anybody that disagrees with you because you've been there is nuts. I'll tell you that right now. But here's the other thing. Every one of you guys, including the producer, has said a lot of stuff in the past about this situation. Mm-hmm. You've had a pro and you've had a con. My God, and look, I'm trying to be kind now because I respect their athletic ability. These guys have been in places I was never at. But the quarterback, to me, he's a little bit strange too, you know. When I just heard that play that this guy in the middle of freaking night is playing. I mean, hey, anyway, listen, that's just my point. You three guys do a good job. That's all I got to say. Have a
Thank
good
you very
Chuck,
much.
We appreciate you, buddy. Yeah, look.
You know what the unfortunate thing about all this, Joe? It's a lot to unpack. And we all want to choose sides in this because we like with some of us are team AJ, some of us are team Jalen, and a lot of us are hell. I just want to win football games and get back
Do
to
you know
the
what
Super Bowl.
I am team Eagles.
Yes.
And that's why I'm annoyed. Like I'm not anti AJ. AJ has been a great player here, right? AJ has been a great player in the NFL. I would prefer if he's a great player here the rest of his career and joins you in the Eagles Hall of Fame. Like I think we'd all prefer that.
Mm-hmm.
But this doesn't help anyone on that team. Like, again, I just know this. If I had to answer questions all the time about stuff one of our teammates here, it doesn't have to just be you. We're having fun with our show. Like, one of our teammates was acting ridiculous and saying not great things about the rest of the staff. It would be annoying. It would be annoying. Right?
It like, would be, but I think that – see, here's how I look at it. Because the trade deadline is coming past, and he's still here. And for lack of a better way of saying it, Howie was like, he has a seal on his chest for a reason. He's a hell of a player. He's here. They are willing to deal with this. You know, it's like that hot significant other that, you know, they don't put the toilet seat down.
Here we go. We're back.
They probably have some hygiene issues, but they're hot. You know what I mean? Probably.
Some hygiene issues.
Maybe. You know, it all depends. Some people, you know, just you know, I'm just saying, just follow me on this.
That's a new
There
one.
Are certain red flags that this individual has, but you're locked into them now and you care about them. So you tend to overlook them a little bit. It kind of feels like this because, like I said, trade deadline came and gone.
So you're right. That's them. They're locked into this marriage that there might be red flags. I'm the friend watching it, and I don't like that person
Well,
anymore.
You ain't the one got to sleep with them.
Well, but I have to – well.
You got to watch. You want to watch.
That's what I was about to say, and then I realized that didn't sound right. I mean, I have to watch the games. You know.
No, I know what you're saying, but
you dragged me into that analogy.
No,
and
but
it's
almost like you know what's funny.
Now okay, I'm thinking about poor Jeff's drop from yesterday.
Give you another analogy, a good one. This is a good one.
Uh-oh,
okay, Outkast went into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this weekend, right? Andre 3000 didn't perform. A lot of people were mad about that, but who do you think didn't care? Big Boy didn't care because they both went in the Hall of Fame, so it didn't matter. So if Big Boy don't care, why you care?
There's the name of the podcast here. If Big Boy don't care, why
Big
do
Boy
care?
Don't care, why you care?
I do care. I'm tired of A.J. Brown. 215-592-9494. Back to the phone lines and all the latest A.J. Brown nonsense. What he said on the Twitch stream last night. Are you tired of A.J. Brown? That's where I'm at this morning. I'm tired of it, and I think they should have traded him 2 weeks ago. All right, speaking of nonsense, more on the fourth down call on Monday night. Tanner McKee was asked about it last night on the Players Lounge. We'll let you hear what he said next. It is the Midday Show live from one of our favorite places, Klondike Cates in Newark, Delaware. Come on out. The Slay Bar is open. It is an awesome place. Come on out. We're hanging out for lunch and doing the show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Y'all ever wonder why Fanatics Sportsbook is America's fastest online growing sportsbook? Most sportsbook, well, their rewards are just flat, folks. But with FanCash, the ultimate sports currency, and betting with Fanatics, let's just stack that fan cash. With Fanatics Sportsbook, you can get up to 10% fan cash back on your wagers, win or lose. Use your fan cash to unlock the world of Fanatics with Profit Boost, exclusive merch, collectibles, game tickets, and so much more. The real value of your sports fandom. That's the real value right there. Did I also mention that they're giving away Mins and FanCast this year with games like FanCast Drops that is offered live in Fanatics Sportsbook app every single Friday? So switch to the sportsbook that always has your back. Go check it out for yourself and download the Fanatics Sportsbook app today. Winning hits different over here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we're friends here.
Yeah, I was about to say, what are you playing that for?
Well, he's not talking about us.
No, Kyle thoroughly irritated.
Kyle's irritated. I think that scales have been tipped that it's more irritated at you than it is AJ Brown.
I am. I'm just disappointed in Hugh. I expect this from the callers because they like to live in La La Land and everything's fine.
You're being a caller. Today.
And you're excusing nonsense. That's unacceptable.
No. I'm not excusing it. I am playing chess. You guys are playing checkers.
What is AJ playing?
You lost your queen instantly.
AJ is playing the... All, what is it? What I was about to say. All media is good media.
Oh, good. As a captain of the Eagles.
Yes.
Yeah, good.
AJ.
Maybe his next career will be more on point than this one. Because I think we've lost the plot
I think you
he's
have
paid
to
be a receiver.
You're right, but I think you have to listen to everything that's being said, Joe. I mean, he's a captain for a reason. I think.
Do you think this is captain behavior?
It's childish behavior.
Thank you.
It's childish. Okay. I mean, no doubt about it. Especially when you got the game that you have coming up this week. So that's my motivation. That's my focus right now. Man, we have a short week. We have a good football team coming into town. I'm going to give AJ a plate of food and a grape soda, and I'm going to sit him in the corner, and I'm going to get ready to play the Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, that because right now is not the time to be dealing with whatever it is he's going through. We got to lock in because we got a few practices. We're trying to weigh our practices against – The fixing the injuries that we have.
Yep.
You know, getting your mind mentally prepared to go for Sunday night. So I ain't got time to be worrying about you and your feelings about something. You know what I mean? I ain't got time for that.
Well, I got time to yell about it because I'm annoyed. All right, 215-592-90 for another. Come out and check out the pop-up Christmas sleigh bar, Klondike Kate's. From now through December, it is awesome here. Come on by. We're Main Street in Newark, hanging out, doing the show today. One of our favorite spots, Klondike Kate's. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. We will let you hear what Tanner McKee said last night in the Players Lounge about that fourth down play from a quarterback's perspective, understanding the play call. A lot of speculation last 2 days, like what the hell was that with the Sirianni decision, and then did Jalen and AJ change it based on the look? Was it supposed to be a short pass? So we'll get to that coming up in just a couple minutes. Jasper, who I think we tried to grab earlier, is back up in Atlanta. Hey, Jasper.
Hey, fellas. How you doing this morning?
Hey, Jasper. What's up, Jasper? We got you, buddy. What's on your mind?
Here's the problem with AJ. We had a chance to trade him away a couple of weeks ago, but the Jets made a deal to get Metchie. Metchie was the secret weapon that was putting pressure on AJ. Metchie is an identical twin of Devontae Smith. Okay? Yes. Believe me, I've seen him throughout the SEC. But check it out. Hold on. Listen up.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Let him cook.
Here's
the
problem. They traded Messi to appease AJ. The other night, Monday night, AJ was halfway running the pattern. Jalen, the quarterback, a quarterback throws the ball perceived on the speed the receiver is running. Jalen put the ball up. A.J. Brown could have came back. The DB has half a step in front of A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown could have came back, got the ball, and the game would have been over. He didn't have to score a touchdown, but he was halfway running the route. Two games, he has almost cost us. Not running. If you want to be, don't be Freddie, be ready. Run the route with everything you have because you never know when the ball is going to come your way. And you know what? He's on the books. He's on the books. We got to pay him. Sit him down. We got to pay him anyway. And who caught the first long ball in the Super Bowl last year? That receiver. He's hungry. Put him in there. We want people who are hungry. In Philadelphia, you either play hard or get out of town. He can charter a Greyhound bus, Jasper, wherever you want to go.
And it's about the team, not just the player. Jasper, good phone call. Now, I'm not sure about the Mechie thing and how much that played into anything.
Yeah, no.
But that's a lot.
But I do agree with his assessment that that wasn't full effort on the last play of the game.
That's the thing. And when we talk to people about AJ, there's a lot to unpack.
And even if he didn't catch it, he could have caused the interference, right? He comes back to the ball, interference, game over.
But there's also in that same game where people have pointed out that AJ was wide open and Jalen didn't see. So it's a lot to unpack with this.
Can I just offer something? Because I've heard this all year. AJ's open and Jalen doesn't see him. Can I go back and look at the all-22 of every passing play across the NFL, and there will be receivers open, and for whatever reason, on that particular play, the quarterback doesn't pull the trigger, whether there's pressure
or
whether he isn't. Like, A.J. Brown is not above this is my problem with this. He's not above everything. If they were losing, okay, then that's – well, this isn't going to work. They're winning. They have won a certain way around here for a very long time. And all I get from this guy is it's about me. Like, I'm just done with it. I want players that – you know what he doesn't do? He doesn't fit the mantra of this Eagles era. He doesn't. Look at the way Jalen talks, Saquon talks, Devontae talks, Sirianni talks. One guy talks different than everyone. He put up the Instagram after the Super Bowl about his matchup, dominating his matchup. Like, the idea that he's upset after they won their biggest game of the year tells me that's not what matters to him. So the people that defend him, and I know you're not defending him, you're just trying to, like, move on because you're trying to stay focused. The people that defend him, like, are you an A.J. Brown fan or are you an Eagles fan? Because if you're an Eagles fan, this is a joke. If you're an A.J. Brown fan, then wear your jersey and be upset he's not scoring points for you in fantasy or your prop bets or whatever, and blame Kevin Petullo and blame Jalen Hurts and blame Nick Sirianni. But if you're an Eagles fan, how are you okay with this? That's where I'm at. Like, I don't understand. This is not team behavior. This is me behavior.
Because you're not okay with it, but you're looking at the bigger picture. Like I said, Joe, the reality of the situation is that trade deadline come and gone. Like, they made a conscious effort for him to be here. Howie Roseman went out of his way in a press conference to tell you that he's a captain for a reason. You have to read between the lines in
yeah,
this.
Yeah, right.
You have to read between the lines in this. And even though it's deviant behavior and it's something that we talk about here, in that locker room, they've learned how on some level to deal with it and cope with it.
That I agree with. They have.
Because it's not a big deal for them as it is for us. We just see it and we're like, oh my gosh. I've gotten to the point when somebody, I forgot who it was, hit me up and said, oh man, he's trolling. He's trolling, Joe, because the timing is too impeccable.
So, you know what?
He's trolling.
But if he is, that's it.
He's Bobby Brown.
Can we grow up?
He's Bobby Brown back in the day when Bobby Brown would just do stuff just because he wanted publicity. That's who he is. He's Bobby Brown. That's what it is. And the more you give air to it, you give him exactly what he wants.
Is this a big joke, or are we trying to win a Super Bowl?
Look at it like this, Joe. Look at it like, and maybe this will help you out. He, for him, success and people talking about him is dopamine, right? He gets his high from being the focal point of the offense. He's not that anymore, right?
He's not.
So how do you get that high back?
Rondo. Janky Rondo's switch stream.
Janky Giancarlo. All right, John Mark, I'm playing, man. I was kidding.
Let's go to Black Ready, who's up on WIP. What's up, Black Ready?
Hey, guys. First, it's good to see you guys last week. You still giving out free hugs or what? Still giving out free hugs, too?
You know, giving out some hugs here at Klondike Kate 2 minutes ago.
No, listen.
Or they were taken from him.
Black Gritty, he hugged me, and I'm like, Black Gritty, you don't like the hug. But he's like, yeah, I know.
I'm big, too. What you want to do, big boy? You trying to move some furniture or what? You going to get these hugs, you? They free. You going to get them. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, that's not the happiest I could be right now. Hugh Douglas, you came back around the defense, and then you lost your mind again the next day. What is wrong with you?
Listen, I got to get ready for the Detroit Lions, man. I got to get ready for a
you
football game.
You aren't playing. You retired 20 years ago.
Like 25.
We was almost about to give you some sacks back, and then you come doing this fool job. You know what I mean? The dude at this point, he's not trolling. Like, if you wanted to troll, why? You're on a Super Bowl contending team. You're leading the NFC. What is trolling going to do? What has trolling ever done for Joel Embiid? Has it ever got him out of the second round? What is good of trolling? Number one, you don't even control your own position. At least Joel, when he does it, he's the center. He can get the ball, go do something. You're dependent on other people. So you're annoying other people that you work with. After I just thought in my mind, shoot, maybe you guys are back on the same page because you went rogue. And you and Jalen just out here playing street ball together.
That's the thing, Black Gritty. Now you see it because
cool. I thought it was cool.
Yeah, that and you see it. That's why it makes no sense. Because Devontae Smith went on television and said when 1 and 11 want to get on the same page, you let them do what they do. And then he comes out and he does this.
But maybe he don't like Petullo. Maybe he doesn't like the coach. I don't know. The problem is I don't want to answer these questions. And not for nothing, the job you're sitting in right there, everybody want to blame you in the media. Everybody want to blame Rosina. Everybody want to blame everybody else, the fans calling in, getting mad and all that. This man is doing it to himself. How do you have a clothing line talking about check on your teammates and you ain't doing nothing but aggravating your teammates with stuff that you're saying like a little girl on an app playing video games in the middle of the night? You got a job, bro. Your job. Nah, Hugh, stop it. He needs to do his job and keep his head down because he is going to get traded next year. I couldn't trade him before because of the dead cap hit. I need him to get out there. You know what? Run these laps up and down the field, AJ, and take the double team while Smitty goes against all your balls because you want to cry on the internet with some dude losing and mad. That's what you want to do? Then go run laps. Have a great day, guys.
You got it, Black Gritty. We appreciate it.
Like, what time were they playing? Because somebody said it was like late at night.
It was. I think one of the time stamps was 1 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know.
I got
about
a message
that.
This
his,
morning.
His kid was up.
Well, that was the message.
That
hey,
indicates that's what to I'm me saying. That it was earlier and it just came out.
A friend messaged me and she was like, "Why is the kid up at 1 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, why they got that baby up? You know he need his sleep. Maybe he don't sleep.
The kid?
Yeah.
Why don't you can't have a little kid up at 1 o'clock?
Why not? People do it all the time.
Doesn't the kid have a school? How old is the kid?
He don't seem like what? Sound like 4 or 5, maybe? Sound like about 4 or 5.
That's just being preschool or something. I don't know. Yeah. The bottom line is this. I don't care if his kid's awake. That's his problem. And the kid needs to get some rest. My problem is A.J. Brown. And I'm tired of this. I think it's remarkable the people that aren't tired of it. Like, what is there? How are you not tired of this? It's been the entire season.
Because it's a pattern.
Right. So, but doesn't the more a pattern happen, the more you get tired of it? Like, you excuse it in the beginning, then you're like,
Okay, but let's just see.
Is this stage of acceptance? Are you just in the acceptance
stage? Well, no, let's just see what happens.
What's
going to happen? He's going to walk it back.
Can I predict this?
Go for it. Because you predicted it yesterday. Go for it.
They're going to go out there on Sunday.
Yeah.
He's not going to have a huge game. They're probably going to win because they win almost every game. And then he'll complain again. Like, we're gonna do this.
Oh no, you missed the space.
Oh, today?
Today. What are you gonna do today? Hey, what do you mean about the stuff show? What do you mean by that? Just nothing.
Oh, he'll lie. Well, they've become lies now. I mean, you can't do the I said this, but I didn't really mean it every time. Like, at some point,
I mean,
dude.
He's been doing it all year.
I know, but
that's the point that I'm making, Joe. He's been doing it all year.
I just,
and when he's had the chance to clarify, he doesn't.
I appreciate what Devin says. Elliot's going to join us at 1, and I believe it, that they respect his talent. I bet they think he's a good dude, right? Like a good person.
A good person.
Right. At some point in that locker room, and I think BG was hinting at this last year.
Like, come on, man.
Like, at some point, someone's going to say, like, dude, shut up, man.
Come on, man.
Enough. It, like, this isn't helping us. That's where I'm at. All right. So Black Rudy brought up potentially Jalen and AJ the last play Monday night, changing the play or based on the look, going deep instead of a short pass. There was the camera pan to Sirianni saying, why after the play? We talked about it a lot yesterday with Jason Devon. First, can we hear Devontae Smith? In case you missed it, this was on Scott Van Pelt after the game Monday night, talking about that fourth down play and his perspective on maybe why they ran it the way they did.
You've got the ball in your hand. It's fourth down. And I get it, taking a shot, because maybe you get a PI and maybe 11 comes down with it, or if they look to you, maybe you do. But we were kind of surprised that you guys made the snap in that situation. Were you?
No, not really, man. You know, we got all the trust in those guys, man. Whatever 1 and 11 want to do, if that's what they call, that's what they want to do, we're rolling with it.
All right, so that was Devontae's perspective, whatever 1 and 11 want to do. How about Tanner McKee's perspective, quarterback's perspective? Last night, Hugh, on the Players' Lounge, here's what Tanner told you guys.
Knowing Coach Sirianni, knowing the trust, knowing, you know, what we've done in the past, how good we've been on fourth down, really didn't surprise me that much. As far as the play, obviously I can't go into the details of that play, but there are certain plays that have, you know, checks or different things that you can be aware of as a receiver, as a quarterback. Hey, you know, change this stem, change this route, do whatever it is. And so they made a call and we rolled with it. And I think it's one of those things, like, I mean, you got two of your best players on the field, you know, and it ended up not working out.
So you were there with him, right, with Tanner on the show last
yes.
night? What did you make? I mean, obviously you heard it live and now hearing it again. What did you take away from how Tanner described why the play ended up the way it did?
What I took away from it is that, you know, Ross Tucker probably was onto something. That was the play call. That's what I felt. Talking to him about it, it didn't seem like it was anything that surprised him or anything like that. He talked about it like it was in their playbook. And like we talked about the other day, Joe, they've done it before. And it surprised everybody, even though it goes against the analytics, because Troy Aikman made sure
yep.
he made it his business to tell you that that's not what analytics tells you.
Oh, he wasn't leaving Lambeau unless we knew the analytics.
Yeah, yeah. So it's one of those things where, you know, Ross came on here yesterday and he sounded real good and crazy, him and Elliot. But
him, Elliot, Andy in Westchester.
Yeah, but.
And Sirianni, the only four in America.
But he was on to something. He was on to something when he said that.
So after I heard Tanner and I heard Jason, Ross, and it seems to me, Hugh, that it's one of those plays where, depending on the look of the defense, it's either take it deep or cut it short. And maybe they got the look to just
they,
throw
they
it
got
deep.
What they wanted.
So that
they,
to me
I think
is
they it, got what they wanted.
That's not really them changing the play. It's Sirianni giving them the liberty of viewing the defense. Now maybe Sirianni was doing the why. Maybe he viewed the defense different than Jalen did. Maybe Jalen made the wrong check.
Yeah.
But like. To me, the whole thing is on Sirianni for putting the offense on the field.
Well,
right? if he puts the punt team out there, none of this happens.
Well, it's to a certain extent, yeah. But if your offense is out there and their program, if they get certain looks
then they're gonna
to go for it, they're going to run a play.
Yeah, then that is what it is, right?
Yeah, it's just, it is what it is.
All right, let's go to I'm not sure which one I want to take next. Let's go to Anthony in Hamilton, New Jersey, who's with AJ on all this. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Anthony, what's up,
man?
So I wanted to talk about – I'm on AJ's side. He is like polished car having in your driveway, but your boss tells you to take the broken down school bus to work every single day. Sure, he's getting to work on time. Sure, but would you rather take the supercar and would you rather just take that broken down school bus, break down on the way there? We're struggling through these games. What happened when Tanner McKee got in the game last year? Many targets
yeah,
did AJ get?
Yeah, they threw the ball a lot to AJ. Yep.
Why?
Because he's the primary.
Why can't that happen now?
Because obviously, I mean, I don't know. I'm playing devil's advocate here, Anthony, but Jalen is not. He's not getting the separation that Jalen probably wants, and he doesn't want to throw the ball. He doesn't want to put the ball in harm's way.
So, Anthony, my question is, why should I care? They're winning. They just scored. The game he missed. And I know it was against a bad team, but the game that he missed, they had their best day of the season. Why do I care that he's not getting the football? Like this idea that I'm supposed to care about A.J. Brown's touches, I don't care.
Keep the main thing the main thing.
I care about winning the football game. Like we do this thing where like when it comes to Jalen, main thing the main thing. But AJ, he's got to have his stats. Come on, guys. No, he doesn't.
But that,
they have to win the game.
It's hypocritical because he throws these 50-50 balls to Devontae all the time. That ball that he threw the touchdown to on Sunday, that was not an easy
back
throw.
To
that
it.
Was the that.
He had to come back to it.
You know why, right. Anthony?
Why
Devontae's the better player now?
Anthony, can I ask you a question?
I want to make. Are we all on the same page with this? My eyes tell me that one guy runs faster and jumps higher. He is a better player now.
Anthony, can I ask
He's
you a question?
He's the number one.
Can I ask you a question, Anthony?
AJ's the two.
Good.
Is he your number one receiver on your fantasy team?
Is no, AJ I don't even have receiver? Him. I knew not to take him because they weren't going to throw him the ball. I knew not to take AJ. But it just frustrates me that he is such a high-caliber player and we're not using him. There's a reason why nobody on the defense is complaining. Nobody on the offense is complaining about him because everybody is probably on his side in that locker room. Everybody agrees with him. Why are we not getting AJ?
I doubt it. I doubt
you,
it.
You doubt that everybody agrees with AJ?
You think Devontae agrees, or is he happy getting the football? You think he's going to jail and say we should get the ball to AJ more? No.
But when you see players do this on other teams, do you not feel like they're outcasted? Like other people on the team don't agree with them?
No. You know what I think it is, Anthony. The Eagles have a group of grown-ups. They're trying to win a Super Bowl, and I think the one point Hugh made today, Anthony, good phone call. I think they do kind of like just smile and nod. There's Uncle AJ again, to use Hugh's analogy, just going off about something.
Uncle at the barbecue.
Yeah, like I think they're numb to it.
I think,
but I'm not. I'm annoyed.
I think everybody's frustrated, Joe, to a certain extent. They just handle it different.
Let's go to Jordan in Jersey, who says this is all your fault. I wonder who your is. What's up, Jordan?
What's up, fellas? What's good, man?
Hey, Jordan. What's up?
So when I say yo, I just mean the media in general. I just feel like we feed too much into AJ's antics. Like at the end of the day, like you said, Joe, we're 7-2. Mm-hmm. I don't really feel like it's affecting the team or the locker room as much as we give it all this attention. I don't think it's that big of a deal. I mean, I feel like AJ does it, like you were saying earlier, AJ does this thing to where if he's not getting touches, if he's not getting the clout on the field, he has to do other things. And he, let's not forget, like I said, he majored in journalism in school, if I'm not mistaken. So he has this thing about him where he has to feed his ego in some kind of way. So him doing these things and us feeding into it is just what he wants. I feel like if we don't talk about it, it's not going to give it. It won't. It doesn't really affect the team at the end of the day.
Give him plate of food and a grape soda, man. I keep telling you.
Yeah.
Give him plate of food and a grape soda.
So, but as a fan, like, forget the media thing. As a fan, it's annoying.
I'm fed up with it, but I don't want to give it any attention is what I'm saying. Like, he could do it and say what he wants. At the end of the day, it's not going to affect the team. We're still going to win games. And I just don't feel like we need to give it as much attention as we do.
What I think, and maybe, Jordan, I mean, we're not them, right? Like, we don't know what they feel. We just know what they say and how they play and all that kind of stuff. And Jordan, a good phone call. I do think there's a little bit of, hey, the dam hasn't broken yet, so maybe it won't break. Doesn't mean it's not going to break, guys. Like, it's some.
You mean as far as.
Well, let me paint an example. On Monday night, I didn't feel like AJ put 1,000% effort into trying to get, even come back to the ball or catch the ball, okay?
That's fair.
What if that happens? What if he cuts a route off in a game down the stretch and it turns into a game-changing interception because he's annoyed? Then all of a sudden it's a problem? Like, just because something hasn't become a huge, like, game-changing problem yet doesn't mean it won't. We've seen him kind of check out at moments in games.
It feels like he's checked out a lot. And see, I think part of that is because he's under the microscope now. You know, and he's frustrated about not getting the football. That's why when I watch the games and, you know, we get a chance to talk to Jason Abont, him being a receiver, I ask those questions because it's a lot to unpack with him. It's not just about Jalen not getting in the football. Some of those routes that he run look like they're lazy routes.
Yeah, they do. And that, to me, eventually could catch up to him. 215-592-9494.
Sorry, I have one major issue with the drunk uncle at the barbecue thing. The drunk uncle at the barbecue is often really annoying and, like, causes unnecessary drama.
Yep.
And you might be able to tell yourself, I'm going to ignore him. But guess what? Not everyone at the party is going to be able to do that. There's just too many people. He's going to say something that causes a problem for some other people. And it's going to create drama.
You stop inviting him to the barbecue.
And then you have to stop inviting him to the barbecue.
He's still family. He probably worked the grill too.
Here's another problem with the analogy, Hugh. The drunk uncle, yes, is family. AJ doesn't have to be if they don't want him to be. He's not married. Besides the contract thing, they can trade him. They can cut him. There's no birthright here with AJ and the Eagles. Like the drunk uncle.
There is not. And again, I do feel we have a problem out there where there are people that have decided they're AJ Brown fans. Like, it's the same thing as when we talk about Jalen Hurts, and then they're totally different, not the same personality at all. But like, are you here for the Eagles' success or AJ Brown's success?
Yeah. Like, the drunk uncle's a problem.
I don't care about AJ's success. I care about the Eagles' success.
I'm here for the train wreck.
Yeah, you are the train wreck. All right, 215-592-9494. This segment brought to you by Meineke. It's football season. Make sure your car is game day ready. Take your car to your locally owned and operated Meineke. Find a location at your Meineke.com. All right, coming up, your phone calls and all this. Are you tired of AJ Brown? I'm tired of it.
No. We're,
yeah, you're not because your head is in the sand. How are you breathing?
I feel like, this is willful ignorance right here. You don't want it to be a problem.
No, I so you're saying I have a game Sunday night.
You have no game.
I
don't have
a game. There's a reason you're at Klondike Kate's right now.
And we're enjoying
instead of preparing for a football game.
Klondike Kate's Christmas sleigh bar. Enjoy Bud Light and Michelob Ultra specials all football season at Klondike Kate's. Your phone calls on the AJ stuff. We'll get to QB power rankings. I can't wait to see what Hugh Douglas has.
Ooh, I got a good one. I cook one up for you, baby.
And Nick Sirianni, what he had to say to the morning show today, including his response to A.J. Brown's comments on the Twitch stream last night. That's all next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.